Communion is the crown jewel of Christian worship. And this morning I want us to try and embrace two major themes as we focus our attention in this hour of worship on the Lord's table. This gathering of God's people around this table is a token of the fellowship that we have in Christ Jesus. But communing around this table, the breaking of the bread, the partaking of the fruit of the vine, also means that we have become a family because of what Christ has done for us. Here at the Westside Church of Christ, we partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, as we see by example the first century Christians took of the Lord's table on the first day of each week. It is not a ritual. It's not a routine item on the checklist of worship items. It is a living memorial. It is a perpetual celebration that God has given to His people that we might always remember what Christ has done for us. Unlike other memorials, and we have memorials in our nation virtually in every city, numerous ones in cities. But unlike all other memorials, this is a memorial that was instituted before the occasion even happened. Now, when we gather here this morning, we are looking backwards at what Jesus did for us on Calvary. We look at His death, His burial, and His resurrection. But when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper in Luke chapter 22, the text that we'll look at in a little bit, when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, His death had not occurred. He was looking forward at the time that He would participate in this observance with you and me today. We're going to begin this morning a month-long study surrounding the Lord's table. And this morning we're going to go right back to the very beginning when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, because if you and I are going to really have a true appreciation for the Lord's Supper, we need to see what its intent was when Jesus instituted it in the Last Supper. And so I want us to, as best we know how, as humanly as possible, clear our minds. We've said that many, many times all these many years that we have been in the Lord's Church. But will you make a special effort this morning to clear your minds of all that you have done this week and all that you know that you have to get done in this following week? We won't take advantage of your time, but will you forget about what you're going to eat for lunch and what you're finally going to get to watch on TV this afternoon? Will you clear your minds? And will you let the words of Jesus, and will you let the songs that we will sing, penetrate your heart, and let's refresh in our minds once again the true meaning of the communion table. We're going to be led in singing once again by John. First, we'll have we'll be led in singing if you'll turn to number 63, and after that, we'll have our opening prayer.